I asked Brennan about it today at a forum co-sponsored by George Washington University and the CIA.
I certainly was concerned about what people might try to do with that information. I was also dismayed at how some of the media handled it. The implication of some of the reporting was that I was doing something inappropriate or wrong or a violation of my security responsibilities, which was certainly not the case.
The hacked data included Brennan's contact list and his wife's social security number.